Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Oh! Absolutely, absolutely. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Get on fire. Well, this is Thursday. Welcome to Thursday right here on All About Entrepreneurs. I am your show host, Coach Delisa J. Williams, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call into the show, call in on 347-945-7991. Good morning and welcome. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us live on the show. Or if you tune back into the archives and listen, we appreciate you. Don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. Tell somebody about the broadcast. So we have some exciting things coming up. We had an absolute exciting day with brand new business students. Looking forward to meeting some more students on this afternoon. And looking forward to sharing with you what we have today on personal development. Yes, that's right, personal development for female entrepreneurs. Now, everyone has to develop people personally. This is a good thing, right? Personal development, creating a plan of action, making sure that we are fully aware of our attitudes, our personalities, making sure that we are on track for achieving our certain goals and accomplishments that we have set for ourselves, making sure that we understand how our personality and our attitude, how it impacts our performance, right? We're going to be talking about how we can make a personal development plan for those who want to make a personal development plan. If you want to attend a personal development seminar, I conduct and I host several types of personal development seminars, personal development training. And the reason why we're bringing this topic up for entrepreneurs, because when typically if you're in an organization, right, you work for a company, a lot of times they will have professional development and programs and training and seminars and workshops for the employees, right? And so in these workshops and seminars, you can get a lot of help. But when you are an entrepreneur and you do not work for a company who would do these things for you, well, guess what? You have to do them for yourself. In other words, you have to learn how to transform your own life. As an entrepreneur, you are responsible for transforming your own life. And so we want to talk today about personal development for female entrepreneurs. What are some of the areas of personal development that you want to focus on? Now, there are all kinds of personal development seminars out there. One of my favorites and one of the companies that I had attended a couple of their personal development seminars, it's called SkillPath Training. And they conduct all types of seminars all over the country, if not all over the world. And, you know, as a female entrepreneur, you want to make sure that you keep up with your personal development. So there are topics like how to, you know, conflict management, assertion, how to deal with different personality clashes. Let's just say you're an entrepreneur and you have several people on your team or people you want to partner with, you want to make sure you understand their personalities. And it's so interesting because one of the teams that I'm on and I'm working with, we're going to be doing personality assessments tomorrow. And so it's fun. I absolutely love, because, you know, people don't really realize how different their personalities are and the impact that that difference can have on the person next to you or people that you're also in a group with. So it's pretty funny kind of watching how that works out. Also, we want one of the personal development things that you want to do as for females and for anyone for that matter, but you want to definitely be able to stay positive and optimistic even when bad things happen. And that's hard for a lot of people. But if you want to grow your personal development, if you want to develop your personal side, then you have to consider those types of things. You want to defeat negativity. You want to make sure you have your business etiquette in place. Dealing with difficult situations, that's important to make sure you know how to do that. You want to be able to communicate with confidence. Communicate with confidence, communicating for results. So communication skills is another big personal development. And again, and why are we talking about this? Because as entrepreneurs, you have to be in charge of your personal development roster now. So again, if you were with a company, that organization would send you to training or send you to personal development seminars. But you're not with a company. You are the company. You have to have in place these personal development seminars and activities for yourself. And if you hire people, if you hire your staff, you have to consider making sure that you have these development things in place for them. So that's why it's so important to understand and to know that personal development is important for entrepreneurs, just as important as it was when you were working for a company and they saw to it that you got trained in these areas or developed in these areas. Now you must get developed in these areas. So some other personal development things that you need to work on would be your strategic thinking. I was talking last night in business class, and you know, one vision, one idea, you know, but strategically thought out can turn out, you can, you know, end up with the next major business, whether it be a Google or an IT or computer, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook for that matter, Blog Talk Radio for that matter. One idea, you know, your home computer, the personal computer, the iPad, the iPhone, Zappos, Walmart, the list goes on. Whole Foods, Build-A-Bear, the list goes on and on and on. Just one idea is one big vision, really. It's really that easy. It's that simple. You know, as we say in business, find a need and fill it. So what needs are in the marketplace? Well, I'm finding my need right now in realizing that entrepreneurs need personal development training. Okay? Because when you're working for a company, the company gives you personal development. But for those of you who have chosen to work for yourself, but you can't not neglect to develop your personal life, right? Because everywhere you go, there you are. So to be in business for yourself and not develop these, I'm not suggesting that you do that. I'm suggesting that as entrepreneurs, you're now responsible. So in your budgeting, as you are budgeting for your business, whether you're getting a bank loan or some other type of loan, but as you're budgeting for your business, you must include the personal development. So there, that's the strategic planning of managing your emotions, okay? That's a big one for women. We have to really focus on managing our emotions. So all that emotional intelligence becomes very, very, very critical. How to be in, you know, innovation, how to be creative, how to come up with new ideas. Do you know that a lot of people fail in business simply because they couldn't come up with enough ideas? So you want to get developed in that area of being creative or having other people around you that are. So if you're not that creative, hire other people that are. But you want to be able to innovate. You know, a lot of businesses, right, that are around, that were able to survive that first 5 years or what have you, is because they were able, they had the ability to create and recreate and adapt and innovate their product and or service to the needs of the people that they serve. You know, as entrepreneurs, you can't just say, okay, this is the product I created. This is what it is. This is who it's for. This is what it does. And that's it. That's settled. And then walk away. No. You have to constantly adapt that product. Constantly adapting it. Adapting the price. Don't be so locked into the price. Be flexible. In order to be flexible with the price, you have to be flexible with your production. So these are areas that you need to be trained in, developed in, and understanding production, how you're going to produce. So you have your personal development side, but you also have some management development side as well. So when you have a business, when you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, then personal development and management, it goes together. You need both. You need personal development. You need organization and management. And that's why we're so excited that our company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, can offer you that personal development training that you need so that you can be a successful entrepreneur. I mean, what entrepreneur, name me one entrepreneur that goes into business and wants to fail. Nobody does that. Nobody goes into business wanting to fail. So I'd like to know your thoughts on this, your opinions on this. If you have any questions, please just raise your hand and I will pick up your phone line. But we're talking this morning, we're going over personal development for female entrepreneurs. These are personal development topics and personal development trainings that you want to make sure you have in your repertoire. You want to make sure you're up on, and you have to refresh this. You can't just say, well, I went to a personal development workshop back when, 5 years ago. Okay, the 5 years, do you know how much we've changed in the past 5 years? Okay, so you have to go again and go again. So these are some things that you do ongoing that you have to keep up with. I mean, again, as you're talking to your customers, your new clients, your new customers, your new suppliers, you know, people are changing. Your customer is changing. You can't always do the same thing you did yesterday for today's customer. So the personal development is an area that you have, you as an entrepreneur, you have little control over a lot of things. But the one thing that you have 100% control over, that is your personal development and your training and how well and how accurate you are with the training that you need to make sure you have in place. So some of the trainings that you would definitely want to attend would be, you know, making sure your communication skills are up to date, making sure you have an understanding of how to work with difficult people, how to handle and manage conflicts, and handle them in a way that you get the results that will be profitable and productive for you and your organization. Making sure that you have the right leadership, that you have the right leadership skills in place. Okay, not every leader is out there practicing the right leadership skills. So you want to make sure that you're developed in that area. Making sure that you've developed, again, your communication style, your communication with people. Making sure that you understand how and when to, you know, be your confidence level, that should be developed over time. Some people, believe it or not, are way too confident. It almost, you know, may appear cocky. Well, that might be fine when you're sitting at home around your friends, just hanging out. But in business, it may not play out as well. So you want to be able to manage that, and that's personal development. Some people wonder why some businesses are able to adapt themselves to the new market or the changing needs of the market. Well, again, that's that personal development, because in personal development, we talk about how creative you are, how innovative you are, and you have to have that personality in place. So to think that you don't have to develop yourself as an entrepreneur, that's probably not the best kind of thinking. Okay, as Dr. Grant would say, the best kind of loving, well, that ain't the best kind of thinking. The best kind of thinking is that I am going to develop myself. And here's another reason that as a business owner and entrepreneurs, it's not new, absolutely not. But right now, again, the fastest growing industry in the United States of America is entrepreneurship. We're the fastest growing industry right now. So a lot of things right now are in place to help and serve the entrepreneur. And one of the good things about entrepreneurship is that, and one of the reasons they would want to serve you, is that entrepreneurs have the potential to hire people, and they have the potential to make a profit, which still would add to the taxes, because entrepreneurs pay taxes. So entrepreneurship is like a win-win, because not only do you make money for yourself so that you can pay taxes and also add to the economy, but you hire other people. So you're hiring someone who could possibly be on the unemployment roll. So about 75% of the people who work started working through a small business. Okay, so that's important to know. So we are important. Entrepreneurs are very important. So you're important. and you want to just hone your development, hone your skills. And again, the biggest problem is that when you're an entrepreneur, nobody is going to do the personal development for you, not like when you're with a company. When you're with a company, I know when I was with Continental Airlines, they used to send us out brochures, send it through email, a list of all the personal and professional development workshops. Okay, and they would pay for it. They pay for the coffee, the donuts, the whole nine yards. That was wonderful. But as an entrepreneur, there's nobody to do that for you. You have to do it for yourself. Just like in a company, right? Many people go work at certain companies because of the training, right? A lot of people, that's one of the questions. I remember when you were being trained for interviewing, they would say, well, what are some of the questions you should ask the interviewer? And somebody would say, you know, certainly don't ask about salary and vacations and health benefits and stuff. So, well, what do you ask about? So, you know, ask about training and upward mobility. Remember that? They always told you that. Oh, I ask about training and plans to move up and these kinds of opportunities if they're available. Well, guess what? When you work for an entrepreneur, you still want to be concerned about training and plans to move up. It's just that with an entrepreneur, you're the one who has to drive that. You're the one who has to drive that for yourself. And I mean, one of the biggest qualities of entrepreneurship, out of the four or five big qualities that you need, or traits that you need, is that you have to be driven. You have to be self-driven, self-motivated. You have to be able to take advantage. So I'm glad that we've been in the personal development training and development for a little while now. We started the company in 2002, Performance Strategies Unlimited. And here we are. At that time, we didn't foresee all the growth of entrepreneurship because the economy had not turned down as far as it did to really force a lot of people to start their own companies. And people who have worked for others for years and years and years, depending on the role you had, unless you were an entrepreneur in that company, then you jump out and start your own business. Or even if you've never worked at all and you start your own business, you may not have all the understanding of how everything should go so that your business could be a success. So we're talking about successful entrepreneurship. We're talking about people who want their companies to last. They want their companies to sustain. And there are some things that you have to absolutely do. How to treat people. That's personal development. How to manage your customers. How to brand yourself with the proper brand so that your brand is one that people would like to have. How to brand your attitude and personality so that you can attract customers. What if you could, you know, just understanding how to attract customers your way. How do you attract the right people? And once you attract them, how do you hold on to that customer? So that's pretty fun and cool to talk about. I mean, I absolutely love personal development. It is one of my favorite topics. As a matter of fact, I love it so much that I am going to be going to one of the personal development gurus, Dr. Tony Robbins, is having a conference here in New Jersey in November, and I'm going to be there. So that's how much I enjoy personal development. So again, I'm an entrepreneur. I have to also be developed and trained. Hello. It's not just for you. It's for all of us, even those of us who are trainers. So I'm a trainer. Some of you don't know, but that's what I do. That's my trade. I know some people see me training and think that probably, who knows? I don't know what they think because I can't read people's minds, but I'm just saying. I don't know. There's a few mind readers out there. I'm not one of them. Awaken, anticipate, and assume what people are thinking, but that's training is my trade. That's what I'm getting my PhD in. So I have all the classes, all my training classes are done for the PhD. And I just have one survey class left. And I could actually, at that point, say I'm an ABD, right? All but dissertation. One class stopping me from being able to say that. But it's not a training class. It's a research class. I mean, yes, research is a part of training, but this particular research is a part of the PhD program so that you know how to do the research in order to do your study. So, but all my training classes are done. I've taken all the classes that they required of us. I've been doing that since 2005. So it's a training and performance degree at Capella University. So training is my trade and not just something that I like doing because it's fun. Though I do feel that it's fun for me, and that's why I do this radio show. Some people do radio shows because they like to play music. Others do radio shows because they like to tell jokes. Well, I do radio shows because I like to train. That's what I like doing, training, teaching, developing. So hopefully that's what you come to this broadcast for. Like this morning to start the broadcast off, I did play a song. The opening introduction is actually with Ain't No Stopping Us Now in the background. I like motivational songs like that. And then the song that I played as the show was starting today was Girl on Fire. I feel like that. I feel like a girl on fire. And as I work with women, I want people to be fired up. Let me tell you, if you can be fired up about your business could be so, oh my God, do you know how much successful you could be in your business? You can be as successful as you want to be. So however successful you want to be, but we have the personal development training seminars and my personal development. Even though my company is Performance Strategies Unlimited, you can get the Release Your Power. That's one of the major trainings that we have that really goes to the heart of personal development. And in that program, we develop some different things, you know, talking about attitude change. In there we talk about how to take a self-assessment, how to understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your skills, your abilities. Talk about developing the leader in you. Talk about those relationships, making sure that you have the positive relationships, that you're attracting the right people to you. I mean, there's one thing about any kind of relationship, intimate relationships, business relationships, family relationships. If you want to be successful, we absolutely have to know how to do it. Now, are we going to do it perfectly? Probably not. Are we going to do it right every single time? No. Do I make mistakes with dealing with people all the time? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing, that's just it. Do I make mistakes in dealing with people? Yes. Do I make mistakes sometimes in my attitude or personality? Yes. Does everyone? Yes. All right. Does Oprah Winfrey? Yes. Does, you know, T.D. Jakes? Now, he was very, very, very well known in the Christian world. Now he's very well known in the secular world now that he's partnered with Oprah. And it wasn't that he wasn't known in the secular world before, but not to the level that he is now because of the life class and his role in that. But even these individuals, it doesn't matter what your position is. Do people make mistakes? Yes, that's why we continue to develop the area of personal development, because we don't get to a place where we say, okay, I'm perfect, I've arrived, I don't make any more mistakes. No, the person that gets there, Socrates would probably say, that's a foolish person. Okay, the person who thinks they know everything and thinks that they don't need any more work done on them. You know, a brand new car, you can drive a brand new car off the car lot and end up at the mechanic tomorrow. So, it doesn't matter how good you look on the outside, doesn't matter how much money you have and all that other stuff. That's not important. What's important to know is that in order to get more customers, so here's the thing. People say, well, I want to make a lot of money in my business. All right, you want to make a lot of money. Well, how are you going to do that? In order to make a lot of money in your business, I can tell you, I can give you one hint. You need to be able to deal with people. You got to deal with people, period, end of sentence. I don't care what kind of business you have. It could be plumbing. It could be IT. People thought for a long time, okay, well, IT people, they don't have to deal with people. They just sit behind a wall. That's not true, at least not today. IT people can't just sit behind a wall. They have to be able to talk to people and deal with people and manage people's expectations. Are you kidding? Same thing with accounting. You still got to deal with people. You may go out and start a small accounting firm. Well, how are you going to get clients? You may start a daycare center. Of course, you'd start a daycare. You know you got to deal with clients, right? But here's the thing. If you want to be successful at being an entrepreneur, the bottom line that we're talking about here today is that you need personal development. That's the truth. And what we're saying is that if you are an entrepreneur, you must do it for yourself. Nobody's going to hold your hand as if, like when you're working for a company. They basically will do it and tell you which ones to take and tell you when to do it and how much to do it for your job. Sometimes they don't tell you enough that will allow you to grow to another position. Sometimes they tell you just enough to come to work to be productive in the position that you're in. I mean, there are people who work on jobs and they work at the same position for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And I don't care if they're paying you more money to do that. The point is they don't grow beyond that position. They come in as an account manager and they leave as an account manager. They come in as a junior marketing person and they leave. They never got to be the senior marketing person or the director of marketing. Are the head of sales and marketing? Are the head of the, No. There are some people who came in as an admin and they left an admin 30 whole years later. I've seen it done. I've seen it done. And you've probably seen it done. But entrepreneurs, I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on the concept that I'm not growing personally, okay? So in other words, they grew in their pay because every year maybe they got a cost of living raise or something like that. So their finances grew, but they didn't grow. And that, come on, you don't want that. And the company gave you just enough training to keep you at that level. They developed you just enough for you to stay right there. But now, as a CEO of your own company, as an entrepreneur, you can get whatever kind of training you want. So again, you may want to just be a small business and handle a few customers, or you may want to expand and handle a whole region of people. Maybe you want to go national, maybe international. Right? Maybe you start off a business owner. Maybe you want to grow into owning a franchise. Maybe you want to expand into the global arena. Maybe you want to sell products around the world. Maybe you want to travel around the world, dealing with heads of states and heads of nations and helping them resolve the problems in their company, right? You're not limited to that one job for 20, 30, 40 years. So you can do anything you want. Maybe, like myself, starting a whole university online. Maybe you can start whatever, whatever. You don't have to hold back. So, again, if you do have a comment or a question, just hit your number one key, which will raise your hand, and you can make your comment, and we'll welcome you to the show. I know some people are shy. They're not used to talking on air, or maybe they don't know how their voice will sound. It probably sounds great. I'll just let you know that most people, believe it or not, most people sound better on air sometimes than they do live. Like you might watch TV, or you see people, or you hear people on the radio, right? And they sound great. They say somehow you meet them in person, and you're like, you know, they sound like a totally different person. So most people don't realize that their voice probably sounds better on air than it does live. I'm just saying that's a possibility. So don't let that stop you from talking or asking a question or making a comment. But you would have to dial in 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key. Again, we're on Monday through Friday morning on Blog Talk Radio. Right here on the radio, this is our virtual radio program. And this morning we're here talking about the personal development for female entrepreneurs. And for females, it's even more critical that we get out there, get with those organizations, whether it be Performance Strategies Unlimited, whether you take personal development coaching through Coach Lalisa. That's fine. There's other companies out there that you can go and work with. You know, it's just like anything else. You can shop around and see which one works best for you. I'm promoting my company, absolutely, because it's my company. But absolutely, on Fridays, we do have open mic where you can call in. Anyone can call in to the number and shamelessly promote your business. You're given 2 minutes to promote your business and see how well you do. It's a great opportunity to work on that elevator pitch, right? You know, the old elevator pitch. Basically, you have 2 minutes to get your elevator pitch out there on air. And we've had, over the past few weeks that we've been doing this, we've had several callers call in on Friday. So we'll keep it going. Open mic, yes, call in and promote your business. Now, I'm not just here to promote my business. I'm here to talk to you about personal development, which happens to be my business. Yes, there you go. I'm in the personal development industry. And if you know anyone, maybe you know someone who needs personal development, but everyone needs a little personal development. You know, I love the way the guy said about Les Brown. He says that you're already successful. You just need a little coaching. So you already developed, you know, you just need a little personal development training. You're already successful. You just need a little personal development training. But training is ongoing. Training is like a shower. You take one every day. Okay, you do a little bit of training every day. You learn something different. Again, if you want your business successful, do you want to make money or not? Do you want more clients or not? More than likely, you're answering yes. You want more clients. You want more customers. You didn't go into business to fail. You went into business to be a success. And what I'm saying is I know how to do that. You know, I know, well, you might say, well, how do you know, Lalisa? Well, watch me. I'm going to show you. My mom used to say that. I can show you better than I can tell you, but I can tell you as well. So how do you get more customers? How do you get more clients? It's not rocket science. It really isn't, but you do have to know some of the steps that it takes to get more clients, to get the right clients, and what products and services to give to that client. But it starts with personal development. You got to know not only what business you're in, but you have to be able to feel good about yourself, you know, if you're not confident, you're not going to attract people to you if you lack that confidence. So it's about to be fun. It's about to be a wonderful fall. We're going into a wonderful fall. We got the last quarter. For those of you who are interested in signing up for one of the personal development seminars, the communication skills seminar, the leadership skills seminar, or the personality assessment seminar, if you're interested in signing up for any one of those personal development trainings, then you definitely want to take part in the training that we are offering through Coach Lalisa. You can go and sign up on the website Coach. Yeah, we had a little. But you want to sign up for that training. You want to sign up for the communication skills training, the public speaking training, being able to speak professionally in front of your clients, in front of your potential customers. You want to be able to hone in those skills. You want to be able to hone in the, you want to be assertive and the confidence. As a woman entrepreneur, you definitely got to work on that. I mean, and when it comes down to being assertive and confident, it includes everything from the way we dress to the way we style our hair to the way we stand, the way we hold our arms, the way we shake hands. Do you know how many people that you can you imagine all the people that you shake hands with that do not have a confident handshake? Okay, you want to be able to have a, you want to be able to look people in the eye. So some personality skills there, some personality development there, but that having that confidence that your business is going to be a success, sometimes that confidence alone can make, can put you on the right path to having a successful business. So the communication skills, your leadership skills, your management skills, your team building skills. All of these are very, very, very important skills, okay, that will help you in developing your business and growing your business as you develop and work with new clients, suppliers, and your customer and your employees themselves, or your team, or your people that you collaborate with, people you're in partnership with. But personal development is the thing that kind of is like the glue that holds you together. It really is. It's the glue that holds you together, and you so that you can be a success. We want your business to be a success. That's why we have the topic. That's why we have the broadcast all about entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs, I'm so excited that I'm going to get a chance to meet some new. I will get a chance to meet some new entrepreneurs today. Well, I meet new entrepreneurs everywhere I go. It's so exciting. So today I'll be at another college where we have people, you know, coming in, brand new semester, coming in, sometimes not sure what they want to do, but they know they want to do something. And I think that's important. So what kind of business do you have? Call, don't forget, open mic tomorrow, Friday. Call in. Tell us all about your business. What you do, we'll see what you tell us in 2 minutes, and you'll have 2 minutes or less, and we'll see how well you do. Practice that elevator pitch, get that elevator speech ready, because you never know when you have to give it. So like me, I get to give mine every single day as I help you become successful as an entrepreneur. It's not that hard to do. There's some steps, though, you have to follow. There are some things you have to put into place in order to sustain your business. So you may have an event. I don't know what kind of business you have. It could be event planning. This yesterday I saw a truck going down the highway. It was a catering. It was a nice. They had a nice van. They had lettering on the side. There were actually two females driving the van. They had the nice lettering on the side of the van, phone number, website. I was like, wow, congratulations. You know, I mean, you get with some type of event planning, catering business. Now, what do you want to do? What business do you want to start? It's up to you. Maybe you don't have your business yet. Maybe you're just thinking about it. Maybe you're trying to figure out what business to start. Okay? Definitely, let's talk. I would love to work with you and help you figure out maybe what business you can launch. But right now, this is a great time for entrepreneurs. It's a great time for female entrepreneurs. All right? It's a wonderful time. So you want to definitely, my biggest tip for you today on personal development tips for female entrepreneurs, the biggest tip is you got to do it yourself. You cannot wait for someone else. You're not with an organization. You cannot wait for them to send you. And some of the personal development tips that I would definitely say to you is to be confident in who you are, be assertive in what you want, make sure you write down a strategic plan for how you want to move forward with your business, where you see your business, right? Have that one big idea. What's the vision that you have? You know, I think about Bill Gates, who talks about how his vision years ago was that there would be a personal computer on every desk and in every household. His vision, and this was before he had any computer, his vision was big. You need a big vision. You know, like I said about Oprah Winfrey, I doubt when she first started that she said, well, I just see myself being a local newscaster. I'm sure in the beginning she had a big vision that I see myself talking to millions or something like that. You know, you need to have a big vision. People who do big things have big visions. What's your big vision? What do you see for your business? Whether it's a clothing store, whether it's, I know there's a woman, I can't think of her name, she has a big fashion company where she does clothes for plus size women. You're like your Ashley Stewart types. You know, these individuals envisioned way beyond their locale. They didn't just look at what was right around them. They thought way out, thought really big. So what's your big vision? You know, and you can develop yourself in that area, this area of planning, strategic planning, conceptualizing. How do you sit and conceptualize? And a lot of times you need partners to do this. You need somebody to bounce ideas off of. You need somebody to brainstorm with. And that's where coaching comes in handy. Because a lot of times you can't bounce these things off of anybody because, I mean, let's face it, there are people who will take your idea and run with it. But if you work with a private coach, that person is already, you have, you know, coaching client privileges, so they're not going to take your ideas and run with them. When you're in a coaching program, I know when you're working with me, you sign a coaching agreement, so I sign the agreement as well. So it's not like, you know, you have someone that is, you can't open up to and talk about your ideas and your, see if it makes sense, see if it's feasible. But it's exciting, I tell you. Like I told my students last night, they think that entrepreneurs just sit on the beach all day. Well, no, I don't sit on the beach all day. Okay, I don't even sit on the beach most days. I guess if I lived in Virginia Beach, I'd go to the beach every now and again. But certainly not. We work hard, and especially in those first 5 to 10 years, you're probably not sitting on the beach ever. So, but it depends on the business that you have. And, I mean, obviously, if you are like my scenario yesterday with the salespeople that went to the country where there were no shoes, well, if you could hit it that big you may be on the beach by next week. But outside of that, you know, your business, you have to work hard to get your customers. You have to work hard to keep your customers. You have to work hard to satisfy your customers. You have to work hard to get new customers. So you're constantly working, doing one of those things, right? Get the customer, keep the customer, satisfy the customer. Get new customers, keep the both the new and the old customers, satisfy both the new and the old. So yes, you are doing a lot of work. Plus, as an entrepreneur, you have to do other things. You have to also do the advertising. You have to do the promoting. You have to do the marketing. You may have to do the accounting. You have to do the financing. So entrepreneurs have to do a lot. So you definitely need all the personal development you can help that you can get. Another personal development tip is your health care tip. As an entrepreneur, you have to take care of yourself. You have to eat right, get the proper rest. Exercise. Sometimes we don't take time for these things, so we're so busy working. We're so busy being busy that we don't take time for our own health. As entrepreneurs, we should do this. Especially female entrepreneurs. Again, why? Why is this so important? Because as entrepreneurs, nobody is going to do it for you. So if you have a bunch of friends around you that work for other people and you're the entrepreneur, they're not going to talk to you like this because they don't have this problem. I mean, some people who work in companies do go and get their own training. Don't get me wrong. They absolutely do, because some people work for companies who don't really believe in giving you a lot of personal development training. They feel that they'll take you as you are. It's like a person who buys a house. Yeah, it needs some fixing up, but they didn't fix it up. They just went on and lived in it. Right? So some companies, they don't give you all that training. They just take you as you are. And you, if you want to improve, then you go and get the training on your own. Many of you went back to school. That's why you were on jobs and you went back to school. Going back to school, getting a degree, is a major, major form of personal development. And especially depending on what you get that degree in, what field of study. Right? Especially if you do, if you're in business and you want to do like the business management degree. A lot of personal development in, within that degree already, especially the MBA. But maybe you want to do the executive MBA. There's a lot of personal development built into that degree. There's some personal development built into almost every degree. A lot of these colleges have. A lot of times they make the students go through emotional intelligence type programs that deal with public speaking. They make you deal with programs that make you deal with understanding who you are, sociology, psychology. Those are the best two courses right there, especially psychology. Psych 101 is the best personal development course you could ever take, and really pay attention to it. If you really pay attention to the class, it'll serve you well. So we hope this program serves you well. We're glad you tuned in. We're almost out of, we're just a few seconds away from being over. How about that? So we want to thank you for tuning in to us with us another day. Hope you enjoyed the topic. Please leave us a comment on Facebook. We now have a Twitter page. You can go to twitter.com/AAE Show. A as in Apple, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, Show. So go to Twitter and leave us a tweet. We'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us, twitter.com/AAE Show. Well, we're excited about that. See, we're expanding, we're growing, we're developing our personal brand right here. So thank you for tuning in, and tomorrow, same time, same place, and don't forget, call in, shout out your business. We want to know what businesses are out there, if we are going to refer people to you, how can we if we don't even know who you are and what you do. So thanks for listening. That's all we have time for today. Lilies.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.